Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the future of home buying.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking to you buyers out there. The climate does not appear to show a shift on its way. Looks like we're going to have fairly similar market to this past year's market. No relief in the inventory side. And buyers, you'll still be in competition with other buyers. People are trying to move and navigate this year.
Well, that's an interesting situation because we've heard for months now the coming recession. This, if we have a recession, it is going to be absolutely induced by our media. Why? Because we keep being told there is one, and yet there isn't an indication that there is one at all.
The good news is that the recession that will eventually come because it's cyclical will not be driven by the housing market. Every indication is that the housing market's not going to be the cause as previously it occurred in the most recent recession. So not being the driver means that it will probably act the housing market much like it has in past recessions, which means it will soften, but it will not be a decline situation.
And soften simply means there won't be five buyers for every property. There may only be two or three, but that doesn't mean that those properties at the entry level are going to diminish in appeal at all.
That's right. And since 2006, I found this interesting. Since 2006, if you took the appreciation of the median sales price in Eugene, Lane County residential real estate, it's been at 4.5% if you spread it over the distance. So there's been ups and downs, but you still had 4.5% return in appreciation in the median sales price.
And that's a pretty amazing number because that 4.5% of value goes directly to your equity position. Value minus the amount of debt that you owe against a property equals equity. So if you were to come in with a 3.5% down payment, if you used FHA, and the property went up 4.5% in value, you have doubled your equity position in the very first year. In fact, you've more than doubled it. So it's an interesting situation for first-time home buyers, as an example. The increase in value can really positively impact your net worth. In fact, if you don't buy a home, you are going to reduce your effective equity and your effective net worth 10 years from now extremely in a noticeable manner.
And that doesn't even apply the tax advantages and other advantages of ownership. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.